Consulting is the greatest job on earth. And if you make it all the way, it's a $30 million career. So you'll become more wealthy than you ever dreamed about. The biggest obstacle of getting in is you and your mindset. And that's what we're going to work on today. And I'll actually do a little excursion, a little literally excursion today, to give you a great picture how you should think about the whole process. I got started on this because yesterday in our Facebook group, the Facebook group has the same name as this podcast. It's called Get a Job at McKinsey BCG Bain. We had a great video posted by one of our group members practicing to answer the question, why do you want to go into consulting? And she said in the comments afterwards, she said she was really nervous to do this. And that got me thinking. This is being in our group, is sort of fairly safe environment, very supportive environment. But I could totally, in her performance, I could absolutely see the nervousness. It was a great effort to do this, and I love it that she did it. But if it's in the interview, I would clearly sort of see the nervosity about it. And for an interviewer, that is a problem because there's always the question, the key question. Remember, the key question is, can I put this person in front of my clients tomorrow and charge 5,000 euros a day? Now, if you're all nervous just because you're in front of some CFO of a Fortune 500 company, well, it's gonna be a problem. So we gotta learn how to conquer our fears, and we conquer our fears by changing our mindset, because our fears are only fear, is only the signal from the inaccessible part of our brain that there is some danger around, some, and that danger is this other person's gonna yell at me that I'm an idiot, or I don't know what it is, or they're gonna throw me out of the interview room immediately. There's some weird fears, and we need to get rid of these fears and become absolutely easygoing in these interviews. You know, when I think back how I did it, I think I was just a lucky bastard. Because back in the days, I applied, but I didn't know I'm applying to McKinsey. I was doing my master's, and somebody said, this is an interesting firm, and why don't you drop off your CV there as well? And then they invited me for interviews, and then I went there and I read up a little bit about what a case interview is, and then I went in there and had a conversation, and they hired me. I did not prepare a lot. I didn't even know that this is the thing. And that's probably why it worked. Yeah, because I didn't, in my mind, there wasn't this, you gotta be somehow super outstanding now, but in my mind was, oh, somebody asked me a question. What could I answer? I'll answer something. I didn't. This was not the big make or break of my life. So it's a lot about mindset. And for today, I want to give you a great picture from literature. It's a children's book. It's called Jim Button and Luke the Engine Driver. If you get a chance, pick it up. We're talking about the second part, the Jim Button and the Wild 13. And the story there goes that Jim and Luke go into the desert, and on the horizon, they see this giant, an enormous giant, and they're super scared. But since they are these courageous two, they sort of move ahead. And the funny part is, as they go step by step towards the giant, it becomes smaller and smaller and smaller until when they arrive there, it's a normal sized person who is called Mr. Turtur. And Mr. Turtur explains that he's a seeming giant. He from afar, he looks like a giant, and when you approach him, he's a normal sized person. And that led to a very lonely life because everybody was so scared of him being a giant. That's why he moved into the desert, not to unduly scare people with his size. And he then proves being friendly by showing Jim and Luke the way out of the desert. And then Jim actually solves his problem because he gets him a job as a lightning tower on a very small island, so that on the island, nobody can be that far away from him in order to be scared. But on the other hand, he makes a great lightning tower because from afar you can see him that far. It's a beautiful book. If you have children, read it to them. But going back to the case interview and to applying to McKinsey, I want you, I need you, I have to get you to the point where you understand that applying to McKinsey and the other firms and the case interview is Mr. Turtur. It's a seeming giant. With every step of the way that we go, the giant will be smaller until you are in my shoes, where I look back, look at this and say, look, this is easy. There is just a couple of things you need to know about this. Couple of ins and outs. It's just a couple of concepts you need to understand and then be in the right state of mind. Yeah, this is why I'm teaching you. Look, it's not the case interview, it's the common sense and basic math interview. It's the common sense and basic math interview. And the whole process, we shall not call it anymore the apply to a tier one consultancy. But we should call it the Mr. Turtur process, and you should all read Jim Button and Luke the Engine Driver. Okay, have a great day. Be amazing. I know that you are amazing. Most of you are just not confessing it in your CVs. And join the Facebook group. It's got the same name as this podcast. It's called Get a Job at McKinsey BCG Bain. We're doing lots of trainings in there. We're having fun, and we're getting you into your dream job. I'm doing this for you, not for me. This is all free. Send me feedback at moritz@moritzgruber.net and let me know what I need to cover, where you stand. Join the group, join the discussion. Have an amazing day. So thanks again for listening. Send me your feedback, but also join the Facebook group. We will do trainings in there. CV reviews, before and after examples. I'll post a lot of material in there. The group has the same name as this podcast. Get a job at McKinsey BCG Bain. See you in there.